4HKX, KO4NUE.
4HKX. What's up, Chad?
Hey, bud. Did you get my picture today?
Blue sheet of paper?
I kind of got tied up, couldn't get back with you. But you know what that's for, right?
I know what that's for, and it involves Perry.
Got my truck. And I told him he's dead and need to borrow your truck again. And I said, well, okay, well, you'd leave your car. It's a new car, by the way. He's pretty particular about it. And he ain't too particular with my truck. So he took off in the truck, and about lunchtime, he delivered his parts, and then he said, Dad, I won't take it on home, and I'll just bring it back in the morning. I was kind of hem-hawed around a little bit. I agreed, but I got right in the car and went right up to the police station up here in town. I know the police chief up there. And I said, hey, bud, I need you to give me a speeding ticket. He said, what? And I said, I need a speeding ticket. I'm playing a prank on my son. So he wrote me a speeding ticket for 120 miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour zone. So I got it folded up, laying in on the dashboard. So when he comes and gets the car tomorrow, he'll see the ticket. I'm just trying to figure out how to film it.
I'm sure you need to have the camera with you because he's going to come find you.
I don't say anything while he's got my truck. But oh, I can't wait.
My wife and son, what was it, 2 weeks ago? We're kind of the same thing.
Okay. Well, I didn't have time to explain. I didn't have time to explain today, but I just gonna let you know that it's a joke on him. So I'll let you know how it turns out tomorrow.
Sorry I didn't make it to the meeting tonight. I ended up fighting a dumpster fire once I got back to where I parked my tool truck.
Well, especially with that truck near it.
It's a little ways away from it, but they burnt some cardboard and then scooped up all the ashes after they thought it went out and put dirt on top of it and all this and went home for tonight. I get there and I get out of the truck and I'm like, somebody must be burning something over there on the other side of the fence. I just, out of curiosity, walk over to make sure. And the dumpster's on fire.
Would you get it out?
Because the building's locked up. I can't get to the water hose. And all I got in the truck is one little, you know, a little small fire extinguisher. I like that. It's just going to make it mad. So there was flames literally coming out the tops of the dumpster. So he drove back over there, and I stayed there and made sure it didn't get too out of hand, and, you know, best I could. And we ended up dumping water, two bucket loads of water on it, and dumping three or four more loads of dirt and all kinds of stuff to get it put out, and two fire extinguishers.
Well, glad you got it out. You know, them things smolder. Them things can be pretty dangerous, actually. I think that's why they have to keep them, you know, certain way from, far away from the building and vehicles and stuff like that. But at any rate, I'm just going to drop by for a few minutes. And we had show and tell at the club meeting tonight. And we had some circuit car that had been, you know, hit by lightning, you know, about a quarter mile away. And it was, you know, pretty interesting to see that. A couple club members made a go box and did a really nice job on it, solar panels and all, you know. Had a signal link and some, you know, battery, USB charger, and a little computer they found that runs on 12 volts. At Walmart, of all places. So, it was, they had it in a nice little box, had the T-Bark Hornet in there, So, I mean, they had it set up nice. It looked really good.
I hate I missed that. I was looking forward to coming. But like I say, kind of had to put that on hold for something else.
Okay, bud, well, let me duck on out. I'm gonna go in there and get in the rain locker, I guess. But I just going to let you know. I have to figure out how to film it. Maybe I get the car close enough to the house and set the camera up or something. I don't know. I might need to sneak one in the car somehow. Oh, I better not do that. Anyway, I'll let you go. 73, bud. This is KO4NUE. I'm clear. Have a nice night, Patrick.
You and Anna have a good evening. KO4HGX. Clear.
From home, Patrick, N4ZLK, mobile.
KO4HGX. I'm at home, Shane. I'm just sitting here on the computer right now.
Apologies. You know, the signal's so bad down here. I thought you were mobile. Anyway, it's bad on my end.
We were just talking about prank he's playing on Perry's son and the dumpster fire I had to fight this afternoon when I got back to where I parked my tool truck.
Both of those stories, Chad's is pretty funny. Yours is, at least you were there. I saw a dumpster fire one time. I mean, it was burning hot. One day, years ago, I was making a delivery into an office building, and people were just milling around, you know, and I saw smoke coming down through the false ceiling. So I kind of pointed to somebody and said, I think you got a fire up there. They called the fire department. They were right across the street, so they were there before I could even get out. But the roofers have been heating up some, you know, the roofing material using torches, and they set the rafters on fire the night before, and it had just been smoldering all night long.
I know things are easy to miss, but how do you miss something like smoke in a building all day long?
In the morning, it would have been after 10:30, and there's a reason for that. But and I think it had just started. It'd been smoldering a little bit, and just was catching and building up. So yeah, but I know. I don't know, man. They had their heads down looking at all the paperwork and stuff, and I walked in, you know, looking around. Maybe that was part of it.
Still just hard to believe.
It would have been too much longer and somebody would have noticed it. I hope, anyway. Like you said, it's hard to imagine you don't smell something or see something.
Smoke's pretty obvious what it is.
It's distinctive. You can't smell it. You know, something's wrong.
Should have just got a text message or getting one soon.
I saw it come in.
Well, see, yeah, y'all talking about the smoke. You'd imagine up here where I'm at 5 or 6 years ago up here when this Pinnacle Mountain up here had Pinnacle Mountain and most of Table Rock on fire back up in here. I mean, this area up in here was smoky. Boy, sometimes it was rough to breathe.
Evening, N4ZLK. Yeah, that was right before we moved up there. And we could see it from, we lived in Simpsonville at the time, but I worked, you know, around Greenville, and I could see it in Greenville. It was smoky in Greenville as well.
This whole area up in here full of smoke. And it got pretty serious for a while up here. They had any and everybody up here drowning. And our person that was in charge of the fire up here, he's a ham too, and they used some ham operator type things to link stuff up on their frequencies. So it's very interesting. Were you anywhere near anything like that? If it's bad enough, you'll smell it. Go ahead, Pat.
For HGX. Yeah, Andy, I remember that. Like I said, I just live on the other side of the mountain from you. It was all smoky over on this side, too.
We hiked a few times on that Care Creek Trail that runs inside Table Rock State Park there. and there were places there where the fire had reached down even to that trail. You could still see residual areas that had been burned.
If y'all, well, y'all probably ain't familiar with the N48K14679 machine where it is, I am. That fire got so out of hand, it almost took that repeater up there next to Sassafras Mountain out. It was just, from what I've been told, just a matter of feet before it got to that block building where the 14679 machine's at. And that's up there on the side of Sassafras.
Echo Link Station trying to come in there.
Good Stace, that did sound like that to me, what it might have been. Go ahead and turn it to Patrick. KI4LZI.
Echo Link Station, if you can hear me, you're not making it in. You're opening the repeater and then dropping it.
KL4HKX, this is KA4PQA. How good of a copy do you have on me now?
Steven, I got a good copy that time.
Affirmative. I was just wondering if the net, I just got on frequency for calling out a 2-meter net over on the Greenwood side. If the net had concluded.
Steven, the net is already concluded for tonight. Sorry, Matt, it's already finished up.
Copy that, Patrick. That's kind of what I had a feeling of, but I just had to come over on this side and check to be sure. But I appreciate the information. You and all will frequently have a good evening, and I will talk to you later on. KA4PQA 73.
4PQA, you have a good evening. Good to talk to you, and look forward to hearing you on the net tomorrow night. KO4HKX. Pick it up, Shane.
I'm into the repeater here, but Andy, I was going to ask you, I've been up to Sassafras a few times. Is the repeater for the Anderson Club, is that right there at the parking lot on that tower?
4LZI. They've done a lot of work up there since the last time I was up there. The parking lot's here, and right across the parking lot, you'll see what looks like an old road. What we did like that then, and had a gate across it. Well, you go on out that old dirt-type road out there, just a little ways, you see a paging repeater out there and a block builder. And that's the N48K14679 machine.
It's a observation tower up there, and you can park right up there. Almost right next to the observation tower. There's a little bit of a walk, but as you walk up, you go by a tower that's got several antennas on it. Just wondering if, I figured that was it, because I couldn't see anything else unless it's hidden by trees.
I know about this new stuff I built up there. I'm talking about trees. I ain't been back up there since they built the observation stuff up there. I knew they was going to do it, but prior to that, there was a parking lot down there. Grab a parking lot, and you'd go across, and you'd see that gate. You'd see, when you went further on out the dirt road, you would see all kinds of roots and stuff that you would have to roll over in your vehicle to go on out there to where it was at. They may have cleaned all that up back up toward where the block building is now. I don't know. I ain't been back up there since I built the observation tower up there, so what I remember may not even look the same anymore. Go ahead, Pat.
Not been up there in so long, I couldn't tell you. Last time I was up there, I just drove by, and even then, so it's been many years.
Whenever we have people come in from another area, we try to take them up there if the days are clear, because it's a beautiful view, almost 360 degrees, but not quite.
Some of my relatives was raised up there, and my grandpa, back during the days when they had a fire tower up there back before World War II in 1940, he was a towerman up there, he was. And for a little while, They lived up there. My grandpa was a towerman, and some of my grandmother's people come from back over on the other side in the North Carolina over in there. So I've known about it all for many, many years, but since I built the new, that's further down the hill. I have my sibling talking about something else, but since I built that observation tower, I ain't never made it back up there, though. Go ahead, Pat.
Haven't been up there at all since they built the observation tower, other than to drive by, and like I said, that was many years ago. And I didn't realize there was a repeater up there that close.
That's what the N4HA-14679 machine's at. If anybody's curious to know, that's where the Anderson's long range machine's at up there.
Jason, I can hold that repeater further down into Georgia than I can hold this one. I can get it really clear all the way into Commerce and beyond.
That machine there's been up there ever since 1979. Matter of fact, that was the second repeater I ever heard here back in the late 70s here when I was in high school. I heard this one here when I got that first receiver in Christmas 76. They put that in up there up, and that was the second 2-meter repeater I could hear here. Go ahead, Pat.
I haven't tried to see if I can hit that one at all. I'll have to check it out and see if I can here at the house or where all I can hit it from up this way.
But as you say, your location will tell you if you can or not, but just in case you can, the tone on it is 127.3. Up until last October, for all these years, it's been carrier squelch. But over the past 2 or 3 years, on Tuesday evening and on their night, they've been getting somebody working another 7-9 machine somewhere else and was coming in and interfering with their net up there on Tuesday evening. And in October, they put that 127.3 tone on it full time. So just keep that in mind if you do go to try to work it. Go ahead, Shane.
We talked on it when we went to see K4RM, Fred. After we left, we were talking on it for a little while.
I was thinking, but it didn't have a tone on it at that time. And we just spent over there on the VFO. So I'm going to have to set it up and see if I can hit it from here from the house.
Up until last October, ever since it's been up, it was always carrier squelch, but whoever that is that was coming in on Tuesday night, they wasn't let up, and they couldn't get it out of it any other way, and it was messing their net up, so they had to finally break down and put a tone on it all the time.
And it's not used very often, well, at least whenever I hear it. Seems like anytime you go over there, it's open. Available to talk on.
You can hit that one good from your house, though. I'll have to, like I said, I'll have to do a little investigation on that. Maybe tomorrow or Saturday. I think it's supposed to rain up here most of the weekend, so give me a good chance to do that.
It's like everything else we've talked about before. It's a matter of the topography, how the land of land is, and you might or you might not, but just don't forget that tone, as you say. It's now a requirement on it. Prior to that, they only had a tone on it when that repeater was on battery power. But now it's full time, and you don't want to forget it anymore.
I'll have to do that and see. Did they put the tone on it on, change it on repeater book also?
I ain't seen a repeater book in a long time, so I can't tell you one way or another about it. I don't know, because I ain't seen a recent repeater book. You know, I hardly ever leave this area in here, and I know about everything that's right around in here repeater-wise, so I haven't really fooled with a repeater book in a long time. I don't know.
All Patrick, N4ZLK. I can't look at it right now.
You are the repeater book for this local area. I mean, I don't see how you remember all of it.
Well, LZI, this comes with many decades of monitoring. Long before I had a license, like I said, I was just listening on scanner, but many decades in this area of monitoring around here, including the 2 meter band more than any other ham band during all this time. So it takes time and a lot of listening to gain a lot of it. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah. But if you do it a little bit every day, you know, after a few years, the next, you'll start to know it like you've always known it. So that's really good. Andy, there's a lot of hams out our way now, seems like. I just met another one the other day, a couple weeks ago. Lives right off of Highway 8 and New Hope Road.
Shortly, Breaker, what was his call sign?
WD8BOY, Whiskey Delta 8, Bravo Oscar Yankee.
You know me too, the breaker that's coming in here, go ahead, KI4LZI. That is one I'm not familiar with.
KO4NUE. Hey, real quick, not to interrupt the conversation, but are you up on 220? You?
I'm going to have to move my antenna or put another one up. And until I can, for the moment, I'm off of 220. But I can still monitor there with my scanner. Yeah, I heard that y'all done this past Monday evening. I heard that. I heard every bit of it.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you guys just doing the 220 late cut, or are you doing their 2 meter out there as well, the 147, 195, I believe?
So, it's 220, and we did our first link up Monday night, and it was quite interesting, to say the least. It's pretty exciting, actually.
Both their 2 meter and 440 repeaters they've got, and I think they linked them up the Pickens County, but I didn't know they had a 220.
They do.
2244, they're on Glassy, that Mandel's linking to their 2 meter side up over there, and on Caesar's Head, there's a 22414. I don't know if Mandel's got it linked to anything right now or not. He did have it one time, but I don't remember right now. And, of course, once again, we was talking about N4AK a while ago. On near Sassafras, there's a 22432, Tone 131.8 up there on that mountain.
I've asked a 220 radio now. N4ZLK.
It's still not like 2 meters where you're going to find people here, there, and everywhere and yonder. There's still a lot of people there's more repeaters on 220 than there is 6 meters right now, but the problem is there's not that many people with radios for it. Now, there's I can't remember the frequency pairs because when I'm at here, I can't hear them because of Caesar's Head. The mountain range around there, but there's a couple of 220 machines, one on Pisgah and up at Mount Mitchell. But from here, I can't hear them, and I was told at one time there was a net at 9 o'clock on Sunday night on one of them, but I can't verify it because I can't hear it here. Whoever hasn't had it, pick it up. KI4LZI.
For HKX. I know there is a 220 net one night through the week because Sid W4IOE does it. And I'll have to see if I can't get in touch with him and find out where and when it is. But all I've got for 220 is a little HT.
I am hilltopping down here at Exit 4 and I'm losing it on the bottom of the hills. Patrick, Andy, Chad, you all have a good evening. Good to talk to you tonight, and we will talk to you later on. N4ZLK, clear.
73 Shane, be safe, brother.
We'll talk to you later, there. But that's how I accumulated all this knowledge from all these years and decades of monitoring. KI4LZI, go ahead, Pat.
Shane, you be safe tonight, and maybe I can catch you in the morning. KO4HKX.
Chad, come back in here. DS got out of range.
Did you say that again? I just got distracted with another radio. I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
I was going to turn it over to you to let you make another comment. Because Shane's out getting out of range of the repeater now. Turned it over to you.
All right. Well, I don't know what much to say. I was just telling Patrick we have a pretty good club meeting. We had a new member come tonight. And it was, you know, nice to always see a new member come. And we had a Zoom link up, and we Zoomed with Richard for a little while. And like I said, we just had a little show and tell. And I showed the antenna system I got out here at the house, and we had a little Go box. Two club members built a Go box with, you know, solar cells and lithium battery and radio and a signal link. And they got a little 12 volt computer that runs on 12 volt DC. I thought that was really neat. And Robin had a circuit card that had been hit by lightning, so we passed it around, looked at it, and that was, you know, kind of neat. Just kind of laid back.
Gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and bail out. It's been a long day for me. I think I'm going to call it. Good to talk to both of you. Andy, I'll talk to you on down the log. Chad, you the same thing. I'll talk to you all down the log. And, gentlemen, have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 73.
73, gentlemen. I'm going to clear out to you. I need the QSY for a minute. Andy, you be safe. KO4NUE, 73. You too, Patrick.
Talk to y'all later. Right now, until I can get the antenna issue here straightened out for that particular band, only thing I can do for the moment is just monitor with the scanner. I'm hoping someday to get things back right with that, but right now, it's not. So, KI4LZI.